Yalai News, Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Yalai News, Yalai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Yalai News. On July the 18th, Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and Vice Chairman of the Yalai Provincial People's Committee, chair a working session in Pleiku Ward with representatives of the Nam Pleiku Industrial Park Infrastructure Develop and secondary investors to address obstacles and expedite the park's operational timeline. After hearing proposals and concerns from the stakeholders, Vice Chairman emphasized the urgent need to resolve outstanding issues and complete infrastructure development. He noted that on July 16, the Provincial People's Committee approved the inclusion of two out-of-boundary projects into the Industrial Parks Infrastructure Plan and agreed to adjust the overall investment policy. The Provincial Economic Zone authorities were assigned to coordinate with relevant departments to complete construction permits for the two projects by August and issue investment decision to secondary investors by August the 15th, ensuring groundbreaking can begin in 2026 as scheduled. The infrastructure developer was also instructed to promptly submit the 1-2,000 scale zoning plan for approval before August the 15th on procedures related to land clearance, investment policy adjustments, and land use must be finalized by the first quarter of 2026. Covering over 191 hectares with a total investment of more than 476.6 billion VNT, the Nam Pleiku Industrial Park project has fallen behind its approved schedule. To date, Phase 1 is underway with over 113 billion VND disbursed, accounting for 23.7% of the total planned investment. On the afternoon of July the 18th, at Pleiku Ward, Mr. Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee, Vice Chairman of the Yalai Provincial People's Committee and Head of the Provincial Economic Zone Authority, chaired a conference to announce new personnel appointments within the authority. In his remarks, Vice Chairman Nguyễn Tự Công Hoàng urged the newly appointed officials to promote teamwork and mutual support in reviewing and aligning work procedures for better coordination. He emphasized the need for each department and unit to thoroughly study their assigned tasks, adopt a flexible and proactive approach, and work with a unified spirit to achieve maximum efficiency. He particularly stressed the importance of streamlining procedures related to businesses, instructing department heads to handle such matters promptly and effectively to create favorable conditions for enterprises. Vice Chairman Huang also noted that following the recent merger, the Economic Zone Authority now oversees a broader jurisdiction and carries heavier responsibilities. He called on all staff to quickly stabilize the organizational structure, clearly define responsibilities, review progress made in the first half of 2025, and propose practical solutions to enhance performance in the remaining months of the year.
On July the 18th, the Standing Office for Natural Disaster Prevention and Control of Yalai Province reported that relevant agencies and coastal local authorities had notified fishing vessels about the location and protested part of Typhoon Wilfred, Typhoon number 3, near the East Sea, enabling proactive preparation and storm avoidance. According to the Standing Office for Natural Disaster Prevention and Control of Yalai Province, there are nearly 5,988 fishing vessels operating near shore, anchored at ports or engaged in offshore fishing across water ranging from Nghệ An to Kiên Giang, as well in the Hoàng Sa to northern Ichi. The area between the Hoàng Sa and Trường Sa archipelagos and around the Trường Sa islands. On the same day, the Department of Agriculture and Environment issued Emergency Director No. 1 and Circulated Director No. 4498 from the Ministries of Agriculture and Environment, requesting local coastal authorities and the Provincial Border Guard Command to proactively implement measures in response to the approaching typhoon.
Gia Lai Province has issued a plan to strengthen infectious disease prevention in the second half of 2025, aiming to minimize illness and mortality, ensure timely and effective outbreak control, and prepare for future pandemics or health emergencies. The plan emphasizes protecting public health as a foundation for sustainable socio-economic development. This is a key requirement outlined in the provincial government's infectious disease prevention plan for the second half of the year. The Provincial People's Committee has instructed all departments, sectors, and commune and ward-level authorities to maintain achievements in polio eradication and neonatal tetanus elimination, ensure that at least 96% of children under 1 year old receive full immunization under the expanded program of immunization, and that at least 90% of pregnant women receive the complete tetanus vaccine. The plan also requires 100% of newly emergent diseases and outbreaks to be promptly detected and handled, and that all individuals subject to border health quarantine be monitored, inspected, and treated in accordance with regulations, aiming to detect cases early, respond quickly, and minimize the risks of disease introduction and spread. On July the 18th and 19th, the Gia Lai Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism organized a training course for over 300 commune and ward-level officials from 135 localities across the province, focusing on the fields of culture, sports and tourism. Over the two-day training course, participants received instruction on the 2024 Law on Cultural Heritage and five key topics: stage management in cultural affairs, family development as a positive contributor to socio-economic progress and the building of Vietnamese culture and people, planning grassroots sports development and organizing local competitions, foundational knowledge of tourism and guidance on grassroots communication activities and media relations. The program aimed to equip local officials with updated professional knowledge and skills to meet the demands of their roles under the current two-tier local governance model.
On July 18, the Jesus Transition Office under the Gia Lai Provincial Branch of the Vietnam Plans for Social Policy held the signing ceremony for interesting landing contracts with local associations and union in the communes of Chuse, Bungong, Yakon, and Alaba. The move aims to ensure the uninterrupted delivery of policy credit to the poor and other eligible groups following the implementation of the two-tier local government model. At the ceremony, the Chuse Transaction Office provided information on the rights and responsibilities of interested grassroots level organizations, along with specific regulation on service fees, fee rates, and payment methods based on credit quality. The signing of the interested lending contracts aimed to improve the efficiency, safety, and targeting of policy credits, contributing to sustainable poverty reduction and social welfare in the locality. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.